Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. Today my guest on Piano Jazz is Ed Reed. He's a singer who is a late bloomer on the jazz scene, but he sounds like he's been part of it all along. How are you, Ed?
I'm fine, Marion. I'm just really happy to be here.
And I'm happy to have you. I listen to your records, and they're wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
And there's so many amazing things about you that you started late, I guess. How late? You're, what, 80?
I'll be 80 in February.
Well, you're a baby because I'm 90.
Right.
So you're really a baby.
Yeah.
But when did you really decide you wanted to have a singing career at this late date?
Well, I had been singing with a guitarist, Alex Markels, and for years, about 15 years. And 2 years ago, I met Peck Allman at jazz camp. My wife insisted I go to jazz camp. And so Peck heard me singing If the Moon Turns Green and said, "You got to record." And he sent me to Bud Spangler, and
Bud Spangler, good old friend of mine.
Yes.
And that's how
yes,
you got
the
he told
the me to tell you hello.
Oh, and so that's how you got your first record.
Yes.
Well, I can talk forever and probably will, but meanwhile, I would love to hear you sing a song with Gary Fisher accompanying you.
Yes. How about if I sang A Sleepin' Bee?
And Sleeping Bee is a lovely song.
There's a story that goes with it I'd like to tell you sometime.
Well, tell it now.
Well, you know, I was in Durance Vile and
in Durance Vile? You yeah. mean in jail?
Yes. Yes, I was. And they allowed us to hear jazz half hour a week. And I heard Bill Henderson sing that song, and I couldn't, you know, none of us, all the musicians, all the singers and stuff, we were listening, you know, we wanted to get this song, and they didn't play it no more. And then they played, it took us 6 months to learn the song, about
oh,
10
goodness.
Of us trying to put it together. And I've always loved it.
Well, sing the song.
All right.
I'm dying to hear it.
Yes.
When you're in love and you are wondering if she really is the one, there's an ancient sign sure to tell you. When your search is over and done, catch a bee. And if he don't sting you, you're in a spell that's just begun. It's a guarantee till the end of time. Your true love you have won. Have one. When a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand, you're bewitched and deep in love. After land where you see a sun up sky with the morning new, where the days go laughing by when love comes calling on you. Sleep on, bee, don't waken. can't believe what just passed. She's mine for the taking. I'm so happy at last. Maybe I dreams, but she seems sweet. Golden as a crown. A sleeping bee done told me that I walks with my feet off the ground. When my one true love I has found, I has found.
Boy, you've got such an interesting style. Beautiful sound.
Thank you.
Of course, I guess, although you just started professionally, you've been singing for years.
Forever. Never could shut up.
Well, I should think not, with such a wonderful sound. And you've got such an original sound, you can't help but be really famous.
Oh, I just want to sing. I don't think fame is what I'm looking for.
Well, what you're looking for is singing for people and keep doing it.
Yeah.
Well, did you grow up in Cleveland or Watts? I saw both places.
No, I was born in Cleveland, and my dad came to Southern California in 1934. My mother and I came in 36.
Into California.
Right. In Southern California.
Well, did you have brothers and sisters?
I have a brother. I was an only child for 12 years. I was lonely, too.
And then along came your brother?
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't happy about it.
I just guess you got jealous.
Oh, did I ever? He just mentioned to me the other day that I threw him in the pool. He's never let that go. That must have been 1940 or so. I threw him in the pool. He didn't like it.
So when did you start singing? In school?
Oh, no. My mother was a singer, and she had operatic ambition and had a family she worked for wanted to send her to La Scala. And that
wow.
freaked her mother out. Her mother said, "Are you crazy?" So that's a good man. That man loves you. I'm talking about my father, who was really a good guy. He really was. My mom was, too. They were great people. But my mother was mad, you know.
So, you mean really mad or mad at you?
Mad at me. Well, she was mad. She lost four children in childbirth.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and she was determined to keep me alive if she had to strangle me to death, you know.
Did you have to sing in self-defense?
I think I sang because I met a guy, Salman Rushdie. Salman Rushdie wrote an essay, and the essay is called Why Do We Care About Singers? And he asked these questions, and it made me think, oh, it was because of a guy named Walter Rutledge who sang in a choir with my mother. He had the voice of an angel. He was a tenor.
And so you got started.
I heard him and I haven't shut up since. You know, I heard him when I was a little kid. I guess one of the earliest things I heard was Walter singing. And I always wanted to sound like him, still do.
Maybe you do.
I don't know. I sure would like to.
Listen, yeah. I've got to hear more. But meanwhile, what about another song?
Okay.
So what do you have in mind to do?
Well, we were thinking of Where Do You Start?
You pick the hip tunes.
Thank you.
How do you separate the present from the past? How do you deal with all the things you thought would last that didn't last? With bits of memory scattered here and there, I look around and don't know where to start. Which books are yours? Which tapes and dreams belong to you? And which are mine? Our lives are tangled like the branches of a vine that intertwine. So many habits that we'll have to break. Yesterdays we'll have to take apart. One day there'll be a song or something in the air again to catch me by surprise, and you'll be there again. A moment in what might have been. Where do you start? Do you allow yourself a little time to cry? Or do you close your eyes and kiss it all goodbye? I guess you try. And though I don't know where and don't know when I'll find myself in love again, I promise there will always be a little place no one can see, a tiny part deep in my heart that stays in love with you. Where do you start?
You pick such great tunes, like Where Do You Start? I think that's one of the nicest tunes that Bergman's wrote. How do you find tunes? Listening to records?
Listening. Listen a lot.
So then you hear a tune that you like, and you learn it by ear?
Mainly, yeah.
That's good.
I can't read a note, you know. So.
I'm not much good either. I've learned all my tunes by ear.
I never would have dreamed that.
No, I'm a lousy reader.
All the stuff you've done, all the music I've heard you play?
By ear.
Wow. Fantastic.
Well, all the music I've heard you play so far, I want to hear more. Well, there's more to come with this wonderful singer, Ed Reed, and pianist Gary Fisher. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. On the web at pianojazz.npr.org. I'm really anxious to learn about all the different stints you did in jail. I can't imagine why a nice-looking guy like you would wind up in jail. What did you do?
I was a heroin addict.
Well, I know what happened. I read where you went in the army.
Yeah.
And
my sergeant said, "You need to try this, kid. this is some good stuff. We were unloading ships that were coming back from World War II, and there was morphine all over the ship, you know. And so these guys were using that stuff, and they said, come on, kid, try this. And I said, I don't want to do that. And they said, what do you mean? If you ain't going to do that, you can't hang out with us. And the next thing I said, okay, I will, you know, that lonely kid stuff. I want to hang out with you guys, so I'll do it. And the next thing I know, I'm doing heroin.
And how did it feel?
It made the world go away. It made all the troubles go away. It's an anesthetic. You can't feel anything. All the emotional stuff goes away.
So could you still do whatever you were supposed to do, like in the Army, whatever?
Up to a point. The Army ended up asking me to leave. They didn't stigmatize me. They just said, son, maybe it's time for you to go back to your mom. And so, no, they asked me, do you want to go back to your mom? I said, yes, please. And they said, okay, you can go home. That was it.
So you went home?
Under honorable conditions.
But then you started again.
Oh, I never stopped. That was 1947, and I didn't stop until 86. I just had my 22nd AA birthday.
Well, were you still able to sing while this was happening?
No, I wasn't singing. I was just barely alive. I used to OD all the time. I drank whiskey and then go shoot heroin and pass out.
And well, that wasn't fun.
People were dying. They were dying. I got a graveyard in my head of people who all they did was do heroin. Art Pepper. Art Pepper and I were in a band together at San Quentin.
Were there some other good players there?
All kinds of players. Frank Butler came through there. Frank Morgan came through there. People would be in transit going from one prison to the next, and they'd spend a night or a week at San Quentin, and they would come and play in the band, you know.
It could almost be fun being in prison.
It was fun.
What did the warden think?
He loved it. He loved that band. The warden had a show once a month where people came and toured the prison, and the band was the pièce de résistance. You know, the band was played for. They had a banquet after the tour, and the band played during the banquet and during and after the banquet. You know, and it put a good face on the prison.
Sure, it did.
Yes, yes, and it was a good band. You know.
And I guess you all got treated better, didn't you?
Yes, we got treated well. Well, you know, I can't say I was ever treated badly. I just was doing time, you know, and doing time was walk between the white lines. And my thing was working in the library so I could find out what was wrong with me. Because my mother said, well, you've humiliated everybody. Now maybe at least you can go there and find out what's wrong with you. So,
oh, that's funny. Did you read anything that gave you an insight?
I read everything from Freud to Adler to Jung to Spinoza to
Menninger.
Kant to, you know, I read everything. I read the Bible. I read everything. I read all kinds of religions. And now I teach people.
You do?
Yes.
Now and teach ex-prisoners, you mean?
I teach everybody. I teach the families of addicts. I teach addicts. Addiction. Doesn't matter what the drug is. We can't stop. We ain't got no off switch. And so we need to learn where the off switch is. And
oh, that's clever.
And that's what I teach people, to find their off switch. And I got 22 years of my sobriety behind me, and I'm going, life is fantastic. why couldn't I find this before?
Well, you found it. You found the switch.
Yeah.
And here you are.
Yes, here I am.
Wailing and singing fantastic songs. And you're going to sing another one, I hope.
Yes, ma'am. I'll sing until you say stop.
I'll never say stop. What about, let's see, we've got one here, Daydream.
Yeah.
I love that's an Ellington tune.
And we're singing the verse. Have you ever heard the verse?
I'm not sure. I seem to think I may have.
Okay.
But luckily, I'm not playing it this time. Your wonderful pianist, Gary Fisher, is going to play this. Daydream it is.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Funny the way that I feel now. Can't keep my feet on the ground. Everything seems so unreal now. When you're not around, daydream, why do you haunt me so? Deep in a rosy glow, the face of my love you'll show. Daydream, I walk around on air, building a castle there for me and my love to share. Don't know the time, Lordy, I'm in a daze. Sun in the sky, while I moon around feeling hazy. Daydream, don't break my reverie until I find that she is daydreaming just like me. Daydream, daydream.
That daydream is a lovely tune. I just love to hear it.
Yeah.
You must have done and are doing a lot of listening all the time.
Always. 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 And mostly the horns. Mostly the horns. I listen to Miles Davis almost exclusively for 10 years. I couldn't get enough.
Fantastic guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was lucky enough to work some club opposite him years ago. He and Jimmy were very friendly. Whenever I met Miles on the street, he'd always say, "How's your old man?" Mm-hmm. That was always his first question. I just loved Miles.
I did too. It was one night the show got rained out. Nobody came but us, me, my brother, and my daughter, and her teacher. And they played for us. Miles with Tony Williams, Ron Carter, Herbie Hancock, and and Philly Joe. I mean, Tony. Who'd I say? That's it. Yeah.
What a wonderful group.
Yeah, and he was so kind to us. All that stuff they say about Miles, I don't think they got it accurately. Some of it, he was really crazy, but, you know, he was really nice to us.
You know, all this is such interesting stuff, but I'm dying to hear you sing. How about another tune?
Oh, you got it. Your wish is my command.
Well, how about this tune called The Moon Turns Green?
Oh, Billie Holiday. That's the only person I ever heard sing it beside me.
Do you like that tune?
I love it. It's filled with metaphor. You know, I can't believe these things are happening to me because, you know, how did you fall in love with me? How did that happen? That kind of thing.
That's got to be something I'm dying to hear.
Okay.
Just when I thought that fate was unkind, that happiness wasn't to be, I got a shock and I changed my mind. A miracle happened to me. If the moon turns green and shadows get up and walk around and clouds come tumbling to the ground, I wouldn't be surprised. Cause didn't you fall in love with me? If the stars turn blue and willows that weep begin to sing and winter changes into spring, I wouldn't raise my eyes. Cause didn't you fall in love with me? Well, I thought I was foolish to think of romance with someone as wonderful as you. Thought I was hoping without any chance, but every hope came true. If the moon turns green and rivers begin to flow upstream, and this is all a crazy dream, I wouldn't be surprised. Cause anything can happen if you can fall in love with me.
That's such a strange tune in a way. Who wrote that tune?
Hannigan and Cates.
Bernie Hannigan.
Yeah. He wrote many great tunes, didn't he?
Well, I'm just wondering how you pick what you're going to sing, how you decide. Do you go through thousands of books or records?
Yeah. All of that.
All of that.
All of that. Thousands of books and records. And you know, when I'm doing time, all we were doing was searching for tunes. That's what we spent our whole day, you know, looking for music.
Well, in other words, you weren't in a cell.
No.
You were walking around.
Yes. Yes, interacting with guys, with different guys, you know, all of us about music or literature or something.
One can almost say you had a good time in prison.
Yes, yes. Seriously.
And you certainly honed your skills as a singer.
I think so.
You're fabulous, that's all I can say.
Thank you.
Well, there's more music in a minute with Ed Reed. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR.
I'd really love for you to play something and I could sing with you.
You've got a lot of faith.
Oh.
I would love to do it too. How about a Duke tune? We couldn't go wrong with that.
Oh, yes. How about All Too Soon?
That's a great tune.
Okay.
All right, let's try it. What key?
I think an F.
Okay.
Yes.
I knew the strange delights that only you in love could bring. And as I reached the heights, I realized the bottom fell from everything. You should know as well as I, our love deserves another try, for we whispered goodbye all too soon. Strange And as I reach the heights, I realized the bottom fell from everything. You should know as well as I, our love deserves another try. For we whispered goodbye all too soon.
Well, that was fun doing that.
I love doing that. That was beautiful, the way you play.
I'm never sure. Did Duke write that or did Strayhorn?
Right. Duke did. Duke wrote it. You know, let me take that back. I'm not sure either, because I have it on the paper, but I don't have the paper in here with me.
Well, you know, they sort of exchange tunes, or Duke would take something that Billy wrote and vice versa.
Yeah, I remember you talking about him coming to the Hickory House.
Oh, he used to come there all the time and sit in with the trio.
I know. You talked about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
He did that often. He was very good to me in many ways. And then I would go over to Birdland to hear him. And he would always see me and make some facetious remark, embarrassing. And so I was walking down the stairs, and then he'd always ask me to sit in. No matter where we were, he'd have me sit in.
Yeah.
And of course, he played something easy. I didn't have to read the band music.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I had a ball with Duke.
Yeah. I used to go see that band. I used to ditch school to see that band. I would play hooky.
Really?
And go to the Orpheum Theater, and they'd have that band in the mornings. You know, they'd be playing a 10:30 show or something.
Oh, yes. They probably had about four shows a day.
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, along the way somewhere, didn't you do some TV or radio or both?
Yeah. 1958.
Tell me about that.
This was a trip. I was on parole, and I said, I better
not. Oh, you went through with the prison yet?
No, I didn't get through with prison till 66.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you were out?
Yeah, I was out, and I went into this music store fooling around with a tape recorder, because tape recorders were pretty new then.
Yes.
And in music stores, you could go in and try stuff and, you know, play records and stuff. So I'm singing on top of Miles Davis' Funny Valentine. I'm trying to hear Herbie Hancock. I still haven't heard. I still can't do what. I can't sing on top of Herbie Hancock yet. But the woman in the store heard me and said, "You are a good singer. Would you be interested in I would like you to go over here and audition for Al Radka, the Al Radka show." You know, because he's a friend of mine, and he you know, I send talent to him. So go over there, and she gives me his card, and I go over there, and instantaneously I'm on the show. And Frank Sinatra was part owner of the station, and he heard about me, and he wanted to meet me.
My goodness.
And he was coming up there, you know.
Yes.
And I freaked out. Something said...
You freaked out?
Yes.
In a good way?
No, I freaked out. I you know, I was hooked on heroin. I'm shooting dope every day. I get that scale. It was $60 every day. I'd get scale after the show, and I'd go shoot dope with it. And this particular night, I bought something and it didn't work. It wasn't no good, you know. And Frank is coming the next day, and I conned this rich rancher out of his money. I get his wallet, his watch, his ring, and because the girls are dancing naked upstairs.
That didn't help too much.
That's why he gave me his money, so he could go dance with the naked girls. And then I got, I can't go back on that show.
You didn't?
I couldn't go because I've taken this man's stuff. He's seen me. He would know me instantaneously. It was TV, so I couldn't go back on the show because he would see me. I might be seen.
Oh, I see.
And I left. I never got to talk. I never got to meet Frank Sinatra.
That was a blow.
Oh, it
but
was.
But you sang all his songs, I'll bet.
All his songs.
Well, I'm dying to hear you sing. How about another tune?
Okay.
Well, why don't you do one of the tunes from the album?
Oh, okay. How about Lucky to Be Me?
I love that tune. That's a good one.
Yeah, okay.
Sing that.
I used to think it might be fun to be anyone else but me. I thought that it would be a pleasant surprise to wake up as a couple of other guys. But now that I've found you, I've changed my point of view. And now I wouldn't give a dime to be anyone else but me. Oh, what a day. Fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night. Suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way I'd hoped you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. I am simply thunderstruck at this change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you. Never dreamed you'd want me to. Oh, I'm so proud. You chose me from all the crowd. There's no other guy I'd rather be. Oh, I could laugh out loud. I could laugh out loud. I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to be me.
I love the way you did that song. And then I was thinking, do you ever do tunes like with a big orchestra? I was thinking that tune would sound the end with a big band. Do you ever do those things?
I haven't done any big band since, I did. I was with a rehearsal band in Oakland about 15 years ago, but I haven't done anything.
Do you ever think you might?
I love it. I love big band. I always, I was always waiting for Duke Ellington to come and knock on the door. I was really disappointed when he died. I love that band.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, there's more to come with this wonderful singer, Ed Reed, and pianist Gary Fisher. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Thank you. Well, I thought maybe I'd play a tune for you.
I love it. I was just about... How'd you know I was going to ask you that?
I didn't know it, but I'm such a ham. I have to play a tune now and again.
Oh, I'd love to hear you play.
Well, this is one of my tunes, and I actually composed it listening to Jimmy because he had a certain little riff that he would play when he was practicing, and it was like this. He'd keep doing that, and I thought, gee, I could make up quite a good tune using that as the theme. Mm-hmm. So I did, and it turned out quite well. So, and then I called it Melancholy Mood. Mm. So I'll just play that for you.
Fantastic. I'm all ears. Marionette was fantastic. I love that. I love that. I love tunes in the minor key anyway.
I do too.
That was beautiful.
And somebody once said to me, if you're having a bad night in the club, things you can do to get swinging again, it's either play a minor tune or play an Ellington tune.
Huh.
But, you know, I hate to have to say this is the last tune, but it is, unfortunately, and I've had such a good time.
Me too.
Listening to you sing.
I've had a good time.
Getting to play for you. And Gary is such a wonderful player. He sounds great with you. So anyway, on with the show, and we're going to wind up with another tune from your record. The song is You. That's on Blue Shorts record, isn't
it? Yes. It's the song is You is the album, and the tune is The Song Is You.
Well, I'm dying to hear it.
Okay.
I hear music when I look at you, a beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand, a beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know? The song my heart would sing, that beautiful rhapsody of love, youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you. Strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you. The song is you. The song is you.
Wow, what an ending.
Ooh,
you
thank
couldn't
you.
Have picked a greater song.
Isn't that great?
Swinging Like Mad with Gary on piano. And I've had a lovely day. I hope you enjoyed it half as much as me.
I haven't had a day this great in a long time. This is really the over the top for me.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland and her guest, Ed Reed, from a session recorded in 2009. Join us each week at this time as Piano Jazz brings you other outstanding artists for an hour of conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Tyler Hartman, mastering engineer David Mitchell, engineering intern Dale Anderson, production coordinator David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections on Piano Jazz, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There you can also listen to a recent program. And there's a link to our preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Jazz Times, since 1970, delivering jazz news, insight, and opinion at newsstands everywhere and on the web at jazztimes.com. Additional support comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org. This is NPR.